Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shom Re'emun in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment in Washing for Bread. I just want to backtrack to something from yesterday's recording. I had mentioned that ideally one shouldn't delay between the bracha on washing and eating the bread the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amos, which is 30 to 40 feet. I think I said that's a few minutes. It's probably far less than that. So the concept is that a person goes immediately from the washing and bracha into eating the bread as quickly as possible. Another concept cited in halacha is that a person should have salt or some other item which one eats with bread at the ready when making the bracha of hamotzi. In other words, the concept would be, we can relate to this in terms of our challah on Shabbos, right? We have the salt ready, we make the bracha of hamotzi, we cut the challah, and we dip it in salt immediately. There's such a concept throughout the week. Not necessarily salt, though we'll get back to that, God willing. Not necessarily salt, but it could even be for other items, other flavorings that one might have with bread. What's that about? So you have to understand that in the times of the Gemara, it was very common to have bread other than what we would call pasnakia. Pasnakia literally is translated as bread of a very clean, refined flour. For example, what we call white bread certainly would be pasnakia. It used to be that they would frequently have bread with very coarse, unrefined flour. And the bread would not be the delicious item that we so frequently eat today. And therefore, there was a concern. It was so standard to have something on your bread. We have something on our bread because it's just more pleasant. They would need to have something on their bread because it would be very unpleasant without it. So imagine I make the bracha on my bread. I thank God for this beautiful bread. I just have a bite of it very plain. And then later on in the meal, I start putting spreads and things like that on the bread. It's a lack of kavod. It's a lack of honor for the bracha to make the bracha and that my first bite of the bread not be the ideal form that I'm going to enjoy later on in the meal. This is not an obligation for us today because our quality of bread is higher. But in those times, it was an obligation to have bread or some other item, I'm sorry, salt or some other item on the bread for the first bite that one had after making the bracha. I will point out that even today, this is relevant. Just to give an example for a moment, let's say a person is going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But whatever, they're in a rush, so they wash, and they're going to make hamotzi on a piece of bread. And once they make hamotzi on a piece of bread, then afterwards they're going to spread the peanut butter and jelly on it. When you think about it, that's also a lack of honor to the bracha. The ideal form of the food you're going to have in a few minutes, wouldn't you want to have that first bite after thanking God for this wonderful thing that he gave you in the ideal form? So I don't mean you always have to have peanut butter and jelly or cream cheese and lox or whatever on your bread, but I just mean if in that meal itself you expect to be dipping your bread or smoothing something on your bread, really you should do it in preparation for that bracha at the beginning. Now, I want to clarify one point. There's a very significant idea of making a bracha on a whole item. So if you think of a bagel for a moment, if someone was going to have lox on a bagel, it would be incorrect to slice the bagel, apply the cream cheese and lox, and then wash and make the bracha, because there the greatest honor for the bracha is to make the bracha on a whole bagel. So in that case, you would not slice it, you would wash, you'd make the bracha, you'd make hamotzi, take a little bit off the bagel. Maybe if you had a little piece of lox, eat that little piece with the bagel if that was feasible. If not, you had your little piece of hamotzi, and now you slice it and make your sandwich. But in circumstances where you just have two slices of bread anyway, or a sliced bagel anyway, it would really be absolutely correct to prepare your sandwich before washing it, before making hamotzi. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.